Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of March 2018. Delhi High Court has put on hold the Election Commission's recommendation to disqualify 20 lawmakers of the Aam Aadmi Party in the office for profit case. Supreme Court has asked the chief secretaries of 12 states to specify why they have not appointed a Lokayukta. Supreme Court has questioned the 7-year delay to bring the Aadhaar Act despite concern voiced at the prime ministerial level, way back in 2009, that implementation of Aadhaar requires legal sanction. Supreme Court has recommended the Department of Personnel and Training of the Government of India to try and make life after retirement easier for a government servant. Supreme Court has summoned Maharashtra DGP Satish Mathur after being irked at the cluelessness of the officers present in court when asked about their investigation into the manner in which the 68 girls rescued last year from a red light area in Maharashtra traveled to the state from Rajasthan. Bombay High Court has upheld the revocation of a contract for a slum redevelopment scheme in Borivali, which was hurriedly awarded to developer Abhinger Enterprise by then Chief Executive Officer, CEO, of the Slum Rehabilitation Authority, SRA, a few days ahead of his retirement in June 2017. Bombay High Court has held that picking up a quarrel with one's husband and his parents would not amount to cruelty. Punjab and Haryana High Court has permitted an HIV-positive woman to terminate her 18-week-long pregnancy. Madras High Court has directed the Tamil Nadu government to initiate action to evict commercial establishments located in 36,000 temples. Madras High Court has said that it is for a judge to decide whether or not he should recuse from a case and no one can compel a judge to recuse from hearing the case. Madras High Court has dismissed writ petitions filed against nominations made by the centre to the Puducherry Legislative Assembly without taking Chief Minister V. Narayan Swamy into confidence and obtaining his recommendations. Madras High Court has restrained controversial Godman Nityanand from entering Madurai Adhina Mutt on a plea by one of the devotees of the Mutt. Kerala High Court has permitted the assessee to release goods detained by the state GST department by furnishing a simple bond. The court also directed the authorities to complete adjudication within 7 days in terms of Section 129 of the Act. Rajya Sabha has approved the payment of gratuity, Amendment, Bill, 2018. Enabling the government to raise the limit of tax-free gratuity and to fix the period of maternity leave qualifying as continuous service period through an executive order.